Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. I'd like to welcome all of you back to Ohio Exopolitics. I'm your host, Mark Snyder. We're going to be discussing the election tonight, as well as some world events, particularly the civil war going on in Syria. And we're asking the question, are we headed towards World War III? And I want to bring on the air Solaris Blue Raven. She's going to be joining us this evening. Solaris, how are you?
I'm doing well, Mark. How are you doing tonight?
I'm hanging in there by a thread, I think.
I know.
There's so much going on, though. I'm compelled to try at least to speak about a little bit of this. I have a little bit about the potential World War III situation that I'd like to cover here quickly, and if you feel like you want to comment, please do. On Friday, Barack Obama is going to sit down with his foreign policy team and discuss military options in Syria. And as you probably have heard, there are certain Syrian military bases that may be struck directly. Russia has already pledged to respond militarily to any direct strikes on Syrian forces. Now, I'm no expert by any means in what's going on in Syria, but my understanding is the Russians are bombing the heck out of ISIS. And evidently, the powers that be in the United States don't like that so much. So this is a weird, strange situation we're in, where the U.S. is so clearly in the wrong, and we're on the verge of World War III, and we're also distracted by what's going on with the election, and myself included. Solaris, did you want to comment at all on the whole thing in Syria?
Well, it's really interesting, Mark, that you bring that up, because I think the exact same thing you're thinking. You know, I'm very clear, first of all, that D.C. has created and funded ISIL. They have literally created that terrorist group. So we have D.C. orchestrating an Islamic extremist agenda, and then Russia's trying to clean up this ISIL group, right? And now it's crazy, because now America wants to counter Russia for what? Cleaning up terrorism? So this is a big problem. You know, this is what I mean. This is where you see the corruption in the United States of America. We don't have a country that supports our Constitution or the American people any longer. This is almost like a UN merge. You know what? And I'll tell you point blank, Russia has no tolerance for this kind of crap. And I suspect that they will probably get involved in some kind of an exchange. And I'm telling you right now, Russia will kick the United States' ass, okay? I mean, seriously, I don't think that the U.S. is going to be able to handle them. And I'll tell you why, because they have a lot of, first of all, they don't put all their cards on the table. And secondly, they have a lot of technology that I don't believe the United States has information on, insofar as what it's capable of doing. So, you know, I think they're stupid, they're foolish, they're being arrogant, but you see it that they're out of control, right? You see that this illusion of an election is pretty much bought and sold by corruption, because Hitlery wants to be president when she's not even qualified and should be behind bars. Trump should be president. I mean, by all, if there is divine intervention, Mark, Trump will be president, seriously. And that would be a great thing for the United States of America, because we could actually smooth things out with Russia. We all have a common enemy, so to speak, and we all know what it is.
I think that Trump may be our last chance
here
in the United States.
As far as
States.
I'm concerned, because if this happens where they steal this election, then she'll just get into the illusion of power. UN will be here merging into the United States even worse than it's been. You can kiss your freedoms goodbye. So, yeah, I consider it to be a very serious thing, and I think Russia's realizing that the United States has been the perpetrator behind ISIL and creating and orchestrating these disgusting, disgusting, violent groups of people. So what are you going to do? I mean, it's got to be cleaned up.
it's gotten to the point where it's so blatantly silly what's going on CNN and these other news outlets where they're just making this crazy stuff up.
That's
with these women.
It's like, it's like the National Enquirer, Mark. It's this ridiculous
it's
and foolish and childish. Yeah. Sandbox.
It's supposedly Trump groped some woman on an airplane, and suddenly she decides 35 years later just to bring it up now that we're in the middle of an election.
I'm not even buying it. Why would she wait so long, first of all? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, she could have made millions of dollars. If it was true, she could have made millions of dollars a long time ago.
Basically, what they're trying to do is attack Trump emotionally. You know, I consider Hillary Clinton to be kind of a political terrorist, because that's what she is. I mean, you know, she comes up with all kinds of crap, and she always bounces everything back like a true sociopath. So if he counters her and he says something about her that's actually valid, which it is, she'll counter it and try to point fingers back at him like he's the problem. He's not the problem. She is. You know, and the problem also stems in D.C. because they're sitting there candy coating this whole thing. That is the most corrupt level cabal I have ever seen in my entire life, Mark. I'm shocked and appalled by that kind of corruption in D.C.
Well, the Clintons have been involved in drug trafficking and money laundering down in Mena, Arkansas, when they were flying in the cocaine and landing at that one airfield, and that fellow named Barry Seals, who was the CIA agent, would fly the cocaine in, and then they would take the cocaine and sell it all across the country, and a lot of that money would end up funding some operations the CIA had going on. But this money laundering would go through the Rose Law Firm where Hillary worked at, and they would spread the money out into all these accounts, overseas accounts. And there were two young boys, and I talked about this on one of my radio shows not long ago, and it's in the book Clinton's War on Women. There were two young boys that were just unfortunate enough to see the drugs being unloaded from one of these aircraft. So these two boys were killed, and then they put their bodies on the train tracks there, and the train just mutilated their bodies. But Clinton, Bill, was the president at that time, and the president, he was the governor of Arkansas at that time, and he knew full well they were bringing this money in. Here, let me read this little section here. Clinton was up to his eyeballs in CIA drug smuggling. Clinton himself had been a CIA asset, and he was recruited at the University of Oxford in 1968. So it's the CIA that's putting our presidents in power. I think Obama is also a product of the CIA. So we're just in a mess that you people can't even believe. And that's why the people that they're not informed, and they think that Trump is just saying ridiculous things and slinging mud. Well, he's trying to tell people, hey, we're in big trouble here. Our country is going down the tubes, and it's corrupt beyond your wildest imaginations. Anyway,
right. Trump,
go ahead.
Trump is really he's been telling the truth. He's more than qualified to be president of the United States, and shame on anybody who doesn't listen to him. Shame on the people that are sitting there drinking the Kool-Aid and literally just, you know, supporting that insane psychopathic unit that you want to call a female. You know, she sits there and says she's for women. She's full of it. She's not for women, because if she was, she wouldn't support the Islamic extremist agenda. You know, she wouldn't be sitting there and catering to the Saudis, who literally don't even allow women to have any kind of freedom whatsoever. They're beat like animals. The children are sexually mutilated at a young age and raped. I mean, don't tell me about she cares about women. She could give a rat's you know what about women. But yet they don't say this on mainstream media because they're bought and sold, as we all know. The problem that we're running into, Mark, is that we have a real cabal here that's initiated a very big move on the chessboard, and they're going after anybody who stands up against their corruption. But I'll tell you what, they're going to lose, and Russia is nothing to mess around with. A nuclear war is not something you want to mess around with. And I'll tell you right now, if you look and see, you know, I'm pretty sure that Russia won't back down. So, oh, bummer there. He has a big ego, you know. he's got that arrogance and that smirky little smile. But I'll tell you right now, after a while, the smile, it gets real thin, doesn't it? Because I get tired of him smiling and ruining this country, you know. I'm getting real sick and tired of it myself. But everybody is wearing this illusion. They're sitting here in this false matrix. They're drinking the Kool-Aid. And it's really unfortunate, Mark. I mean, these people are reckless. They don't seem to give a rat's, you know what, about anything. Seriously. They don't care. They really don't care.
Solaris, I have a caller, and I'm going to find out if it's someone that's just listening or they want to speak. 803, did you want to come on the air?
Oh, hello, Mark.
Is this Solon?
Solon? Yeah, this is Solon. Yeah, Solon.
Solon, welcome to the show. I haven't talked to you in a while. How you been?
Very, very good. Just busy, trying to learn German, trying to stay busy.
I'm too busy. I'm exhausted.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. So, did you want to bring in some of the Meyer perspective on this, or did you have something of your own kind of? Go ahead.
I can actually say that there was a bulletin that came out, I want to say about 2 weeks ago, from Billy that claimed that, and I can't say this is Billy's words, that was claiming that, he didn't have the information in front of me, but it was in the bulletin, and they were claiming that Obama's life was being threatened. And if you kind of look at Obama when he first became, the 4 years, he had lots of ambition. You know, he was trying to pass his health care. He had great ideas. And when you look at the last four, it's almost like he's just kind of having to go with what's being told, you know, what's being said. I mean, you know, you look at some of the drone wars. You know, I was watching this one interview. This kid was talking about he likes gray skies because the drones can't see through the gray. And that's kind of sad when you know, who wants to see gray clouds or skies, I'm sorry, over the blue, you know? Sorry, I kind of ran
there. Why did Obama like gray skies?
No, it wasn't Obama. It was a 12-year-old Pakistanian and I can't say he was Pakistani, but it was from the drones were striking down his country. And he says whenever there are gray skies, the drones cannot see through them, so they know they're safe.
Oh, my. That is crazy. Solaris, did you have any comment?
Not on that one, but I do know that Russia's they're just rolling out a very new type of unit that actually is able to take down drones very well and has some really nice capabilities insofar as electronic warfare goes and taking things down. So I will tell you point blank, I mean, you don't want to screw with Russia. That's another thing I want to mention real quick, and it's really not about this, but Kathy O'Brien, you know, people need to look at that. They really need to take a good look at Transformation of America because she was raped supposedly by Hillary Clinton. Okay. There's a real graphic description of what happened.
Wait. You got to slow down there. Kathy O'Brien was raped by Hillary.
It was a really, you know, you have to realize that you have to read this book. But it's about mind control, entrainment programming. It's about some of the things, the insidious things they were doing with, you know, CIA programs and the Monarchs and all these types of programs that they were using. But I'll tell you, I would recommend people take a good look at Transformation of America. There's a chapter in there that talks about her specifically.
You take it however you want to, but
it's worth reading. Yeah, it's worth reading. And I'll tell you point blank, nothing surprises me about these people, Mark, because I understand very clearly that they're very disgusting and that there are levels and levels of corruption that goes beyond what people can possibly comprehend. So when they sit there and they point fingers at Trump about saying something about a woman, it really just appalls me to think because these people are like, you know, the worst beyond the worst, you know. So anyways, I wanted to bring that to your attention. If people are really interested, they might want to take a look at that book,
I think I've got the DVD, not the book. And I had
you can get the PDF online for free. Go ahead. Sorry.
But I do have the DVD somewhere. But I didn't know Hillary raped her?
According to this PDF, according to her book, Transformation of America, and, of course, that's with Kathy O'Brien and Mark Phillips, I believe, was involved in that. And, yeah, you can look. I mean, there's a PDF. You can actually download it. I think I sent you a link last night about it. You know, somebody had posted it on my Facebook, and you know, I was familiar with that case, but not super familiar with it. But I'll tell you point blank, it doesn't surprise me at all. I think that there's so much disgusting behavior that's been going on for so long that I'm getting tired myself, and it's time for a shakedown. It's time to clear out all this disgusting bad legacy of people. You know, they've been squatting in the White House for far too long. They're just, you know, what they do, they stole George Washington's China, from what I understand. I mean, really?
The plates,
I mean, really?
The silverware? Yeah,
oh, my goodness. I know. When you look and see what kind of scum these people are, and they have the audacity to even run for office, I'm sorry. I'm just done, you know? So not to change the subject, but I wanted to bring that up very quickly because all of this finger-pointing about Trump, you know, making him out to be a monster, when in fact the sociopaths and the monsters are the ones there, over there in D.C., so it's very clear.
Well, I don't remember all the details from the DVD. I don't have the book. I don't think I have the book.
I'll send you the link that I received last night. And there's a little piece there that you can read through, and you get pretty disgusted looking at it. It's pretty disgusting. It's very graphic.
What I wanted to say was I remember there is an established program in the United States somewhere. I don't know if it's the CIA or what, where they bring in these kids, they break them down through torture so that they get altered personalities, and they may have multiple personalities. And they brought her into that program, if I remember correctly, and she, as a child, I don't know how young, maybe 12, maybe 13, maybe younger, but she was like a sex slave to multiple different presidents, I think, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, from what I understand. And, you know, she's not the first one that's mentioned this. I know a lot of people are like, well, where's the evidence? Where's the evidence? It's there. I'm sure it's there. You know, they do a lot of damage control when it comes down to things like this, but I do know that they had a lot of that going on. And I've actually interviewed quite a few MKUltras who were early MKUltras who were sex kittens. So, that does happen. There's no doubt about it. There's the Franklin cover-up, and we can go down the list of all sorts of strange things that they were doing, you know. So, there's a real disgusting alternative reality almost of things that have happened behind our noses, and it's pretty disgusting.
Franklin cover-up you mentioned quickly there. Do you remember anything about that?
I just remember there was a lot of sex trafficking with little boys, with boys, you know, and sexual abuse, sexual rape with young boys, you know, kind of like the Montauk stuff. So there's a history of that sort of thing with trafficking and attacking the innocent, and you know, it's just disgusting. So I think there's a lot of things behind the scenes that have been covered up over the years. But if you're starting to see what's going on, go ahead.
Hasn't Stuart Swerdlow talked about some of the pedophilia?
I believe he has. You know, I have somebody, and if you want to tune into my show Hyperspace tonight, this isn't a shameless plug, but it is a plug. But I have a guest on tonight that's going to be talking about mind control in the music industry. And it's a very good show. I would encourage everybody to take a listen to it. It's Mark Devlin on Hyperspace at KCOR, and that's 12 midnight Eastern time tonight. So go ahead and listen if you guys want to. He'll be talking about the mind control in the music industry. And he said there's no way in heaven or hell that these people are not pre-selected. They're screened, and it's usually by bloodline.
That's so bizarre. Isn't this strange, Solon? Isn't this just craziness? I mean, it just blows my mind.
Well, you know, I've been kind of doing some research on this country, and, you know, I would say this country has a bizarre history, as is. We came to a land and claimed it, and yet there was people already living on it. So, you know, it kind of started off to a bad start, and it just seems like, you know, we never really corrected this type of thinking.
Yeah. Continue.
Well, don't forget the Giants. Don't forget the Giants, you know. If you really want to get weird, and I know this sounds like conspiracy, but it's truly not. And Smithsonian hit all these and actually destroyed the skeletons, but we had Giants here, you know, literally.
Yeah, the Meyer case actually talks about Giants living here. It seemed to be a genetic mutation between the Earth humans and the race in which they wanted to correct our bad DNA.
Isn't that interesting how he's
live?
Yeah, he's been good with those contact reports. I tell you what, I'm very impressed with the Billy Meyer contact reports, as Mark knows.
Oh yeah, there's way more than you know, than I would say the English people know. I've noticed that when I go into the German side of it, it's remarkable how much more they understand. But, of course, it's all written in German. So,
is that where you are right now? Are you in the U.S.? Oh, I'm sorry, Mark. Go ahead. It's your show.
No, go ahead.
Yeah, I live in the U.S.
Okay.
Yeah, I live in the U.S., yes, ma'am.
Okay.
But anybody can learn German. I mean, it's not a, you know, it's not, you know, I'd say as an English person, we use a lot of the words already. So it's quite, you know, it's a dramatic language anyhow. So.
Yeah, that's what I hear.
Yeah.
I think the hard part is when the German people, like when Billy starts speaking quickly. At least that's hard for me. I just get lost.
Oh, that's so hard. Well, the cool part is that, you know, when you first start, you have headaches from it, and then you notice that they go away. And so you seem to be picking things up on a subconscious level, or we could say unconsciously. And, you know, it just takes a lot of work to put that in our working. Anyhow, I'm kind of getting off fair and off topic here.
No, that's okay. We allow all veering off topic that you like.
Well, I don't know how much I can discuss sometimes as well. So, you know, because there's only but so much I understand. You know, I do want to say a couple things about Russia. Now, I might sound kind of crazy, but I'm kind of pro-Russia, and it's only because when you look at all
so
the
am
boxes,
I.
Now, I've also looked at Bubba Vanga. I've looked at quite a – and I'm going to pass some dogs here. I'm going to go the other way. I've looked at Bubba Vanga. I don't know if you know who she is. She's a blind prophet, I guess you could say, and she says a lot of the same similar – oh, my goodness. She says a lot of the same similar things. She says a lot of the same similar things as Billy. And one of the things that she says is that we're not able to see it right now, of course. She's talking about the future. Is that Russia will basically be you know the person the people that bring peace, and of course Billy has said this as well, and it's quite remarkable that she talks about all this grief and hardship that the world goes through, but in the end she's like, you know, talking about how beautiful it all ends up, and it's quite interesting because we forget, you know, of how great things were. You know, I don't know how to explain it, but, oh, man, it's crazy just being outside with all these dogs. I apologize.
That's okay. We like dogs. Anyhow, at least I do.
I like them outside, I'll tell you that. they were great outside. But anyhow.
I've got two dogs and six cats, so they're not all inside. Don't worry.
Oh, man. Anyhow, I want to get off topic. But she talks about that Russia will give birth to many people that will change the world forever. I just want to add two things really fast. First thing, I had a friend that kind of made a really great point. If you kind of look at any of the tropical areas that have food year-round, those people kind tend to be a bit – lazy, we will say, and these are like the Middle East people, and even they'll admit, I was watching an interview that was talking about these people, they work maybe, you know, like 5 minutes, and then they just kind of quit, and you notice that the people in the colder climates, they actually have to work harder, you know, of course, this is way before technology, but they'd have to work harder in order to preserve food and get ready. There was a lot more, you know, knowledge that had to be, preserved and also continued. So, you know, how to grow food, how to do all this stuff. And when you look at especially when you look at Russia, you know, they still have a lot of the hardship, you know, with in terms of snow and whatnot. And it seems that this takes a huge effect on how fast you develop in terms of intellectually.
Because, you know, I have heard that before. I have heard people tell me that sort of thing before, and I didn't ever know what to think of it, but there must be something to it.
Well, definitely. I mean, you know, for instance, I'm trying to learn German, but yet there is no incentive at all in this country to learn another language. As a matter of fact, we tell people they need to learn our language, and that is kind of closed-minded. in a sense. And there's a, you know, and that's one point. And I just want to make one more thing, and it's about the German language. I feel like I'm kind of getting off topic.
that's okay.
But if you kind of look at some of the people that have changed this world, for instance, we all have electricity because of Tesla. You know, when it comes to physics, you know, no other person has talked about, well, you know, maybe some of the newer people now, but no other people are talked about, you know, like Einstein is. And, you know, you kind of look at these people and they were all German. And, you know, the language plays a big role. That's just my take on it, though. I've noticed that we've having a lot of German speakers that come here. And, of course, they definitely have an impact. So, you know, it's weird that when we look at how great this country is, we think of these people. And yet these people were not necessarily, they were immigrants. You know, and it's just weird that today we talk about no immigrants. And yet these are the people that changed this country.
Well, I think as far as immigrants, what concerns some people like myself is I think these immigrants are really invaders. And a certain percentage of those immigrants that are being intentionally led into the U.S. and into Europe are jihadis who are invaders, who will at some time in the future attack. Solaris, do you have any comments?
No, I agree with you on that one, and that's been confirmed with the FBI, too, by the way. There are terror cells here already, and when they activate, well, you know, people will be very sorry, I'm sure, because a lot of people don't understand the repercussion of what's happening here. But I'll tell you right now, it's an invasion, as you were saying. It's a strategic maneuver on the chessboard to destroy the West. And you saw what happened in Germany. You know, you see what's going on in the UK. All the censorship and the media is trying to, you know, there's media blackout to some degree. They don't want people to really know what's really happening. But I'll tell you, yeah, it's very concerning, especially the way they treat, well, women, men, anybody really who's not part of their illusion. But I'll tell you, they're pawns on the chessboard. They're using them as the pawns, as I mentioned before, on the chessboard. And, yeah, it's all strategic positioning. And this is why, you know, when you see Russia out there fighting this terrorist organization and you see the U.S. saying, oh, no, you can't, because we funded them and we're training them and we're allowing them to invade the West. I mean, you got to ask yourself, Mark, what the heck is going on, right?
Absolutely.
I mean, really? This is not what, what's going on in D.C. is not a reflection of the American people or the West. Absolutely not even close.
Yeah, but you know, it'll be blamed on the entire population. If you kind of look at what happened with Hitler, the entire Germans, you know, their whole culture, even today, are you know scared to be, you know, proud of what they are because of their history. And I feel like the U.S. might become that.
No, I don't think so. Well, I'll always be proud of my heritage. You know, I'm very proud, and I think Americans should be proud. And, you know, for a long time, everybody out there always respected the United States, and they really admired our freedom. And we have something that's invading our freedom right now, and it's got to be reversed, literally. And I think that's what Trump is all about, and that's why, you know, we're here on the radio and doing what we can. But, you know, I think it's going to end ugly. If they start launching nukes at each other, I think that the U.S. is in for a really, really big surprise, and it's not in their favor. So they should be very careful how reckless they become. That's my two cents.
You know, I think we are being invaded. I think Hillary and Obama have intentionally allowed these Syrian refugees into this country. I think they work for these globalists who want to bring down the U.S. I think the U.S. is going to be in grave trouble if Hillary gets in, because she will open the doors wide and allow all of these Syrian refugees in, and a certain percentage of them are jihadis. And then we will have multiple terror attacks all over the country. So, you
know,
that's
what they
want.
They want chaos. Oh, go ahead.
No. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say that's the whole idea, is to basically be absorbed by the UN, is to have, you know, the West basically be assimilated, and everything that we have remembered or known to be freedom-based will be completely obliterated. You know, these people are not about freedom or your rights at all. And they don't care about anybody but themselves and their paychecks. And, of course, they're bought and sold, as we all know. So, yeah, it's really concerning. But I do see a global revolution. I see a global revolution taking place. I think there are too many people now that are ready to fight. We're ready. We're sick of it. And whatever they do that's reckless out there, you know, whatever repercussions happen, it's going to be a fallout everywhere. So I think that this is the beginning of a lot of major shifting.
I think the extreme members of Islam are going to be a factor in this potential civil war. And I know Salon is very familiar with the fact that the Meyer material has predicted two civil wars. I'm hoping Billy's wrong. I got to be honest about this. Do you have any comments, Salon?
Yeah. Even before I came into Billy's information, I realized there was going to be a civil war. There's too many. We're divided up too much in this country where things are so unbalanced. You know, it's starting to become to light, you know, with the whole protest with the cops and, you know, of course, racism playing a role. And then we have people who are poor, you know, versus the people who have money. And then, mm-hmm. of course, the gender is a huge issue to me because it's something we kind of look over. You know, we definitely have, you know, it's kind of interesting. These women want to elect Hillary Clinton and the media calls her hawkish. If a woman is called hawkish to me, that is a tomboy. You know, that's not something you typically think of as a woman. And so
right.
we need actual women in power, not hawkish. You know, we need caring, you know, loving people who are looking out for the whole family, which is, you know, something the women naturally do, that they have definitely had the ability to see this.
I agree. I agree wholeheartedly. Solaris, any comments?
Oh, sorry, I was muted. No, I agree with that. I think that, yeah, she's not any divine feminine. That's for darn sure. I mean, this, you're talking about somebody who's basically a criminal who's here to take down this country just like Obama. I mean, literally, there's a strategy here. That's what, like I mentioned earlier, it's about the UN, technically speaking, and it's about being absorbed into the UN. So, no, she's not anybody's role model. That's for darn sure. And especially for women, as I said before, I mean, she caters to the Saudis, for crying out loud. Does anybody have a clue insofar as what Sharia law is about? Look it up. I mean, if you think she cares about women, as I said earlier, you are sadly mistaken. She could care less about females and their and anything to do with their freedoms, their rights, or anything else. And that's everything's a facade. She'll say and do anything to get her, quote unquote, you know, people to vote for her. But it doesn't even matter, and I don't even think she has that big of a following, but I do know she's trying to steal the election.
Let me read something to you guys. What this is about is the death of the pilot who flew most of this cocaine into Mena, Arkansas. And this is Bill Clinton talking about the death of the CIA pilot, Barry Seal. This is what kind of people these Clintons are. Let me read this. Clinton paused for a moment as if trying to sort out his thoughts. He says, I can see your concern. I understand Seal was a friend of yours. His death does appear suspicious. And Bobby says you got a feeling somebody here in Arkansas may have had a motive to kill him, but nobody here had anything to do with it. Seal just got too damn big for his britches, and the scum basically deserved to die, in my opinion. This is Bill Clinton speaking. With that, Clinton got up from his chair and went back to the back of the van, where, returning with a half-smoked joint, he reseated himself. He took a long, deep drag, and after holding it until his cheeks bulged, he then exhaled slowly and deliberately, and he extended and offered the joint to another person in the van. This is when Bill, I think, was president. He did this. This is unbelievable.
It doesn't surprise me at all. I'm telling you, these guys are vicious. They're not good people. They're very, very bad people. They're beyond evil, in my opinion. You know, they never deserve to be in the White House. It's all, you know, it's orchestrated by cabals, by CIA, as we all know. It's time for them to go. It's time for them to pack their bags and get them out of there. Honestly, they should be behind bars. And if we had real government and real alphabet agencies, they would be behind bars, Mark. But the problem is, everybody's bought and sold, and everybody's so corrupt right now. It's like one big septic tank, you know? It's disgusting.
It's crazy.
Seriously. I mean, I'm like, man, you know, when we're starting to sit there and say, wow, Russia looks really good right now compared to the U.S., that's telling you something right there, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Isn't it? Yeah.
Solon, any thoughts?
That definitely. Yeah, definitely. You know, it's kind of interesting. You know, typically when people are going to get be president, they start pulling up past stuff. And it's kind of interesting how the social media has been covering more of the problems with Hillary than any of the mainstream.
Mm-hmm.
And I find that to be, you know, that's kind of a criminal way, you know. I mean, they're basically pushing an agenda – which I guess we call propaganda. In the same sense, I think it was Bill Clinton going to some type of island and just like endearing this. I think prostitution was legal and sex slave and all that. And, you know, they're pretty sick people if you think about it. But, you know, to be honest with you, I can it's hard to point fingers at who's bad and whatnot because I work with people and I'm around people who seem to have a price on everything. They tell me what they would do, you know, for money. And I feel like we have lost what it is to be human and what we actually, you know, are here to do. That we, you know, we're told even from little kids, you know, what are you going to do when you get older? That it's all about this money. And so the values in which we have inside of us are, they don't mean much. I mean, you know, you know, relationships aren't what they used to, you know, and I guess the list goes on. You know, I don't think I need to list too much, but, you know, I feel like we could put anybody in the White House and it just eventually it'll just fall apart. I mean, you know, it's quite interesting that the whole JFK thing, you know, the guy just got murdered and we still really don't understand, but yet so much of the American people have this idea, and I think they might be right, that the guy was assassinated.
Oh, yeah.
By his own government.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, the CIA was told to stand down. There's actually a JFK, I think it's a conference coming up that you should probably attend. I think it's in, don't quote me, I think it's in Louisiana or something, but it's supposed to be a really good one, and it might benefit anybody to go attend that. But, yeah, absolutely. This is like layer upon layer of corruption. That's what I mean. We have so many layers of corruption. What are you going to do to clear it out? You have to reset D.C. You've got to reset all the alphabet agencies. It's got to be a you know, you got to clean house, literally, and it's a big job. It's a huge
job. That's
a
big job. Oh. That's huge.
I mean, honestly.
Think about that. Oh, my God. Think about that.
I really don't even think that would help, honestly. There's a lot of problems. You know, I always, this might sound a bit much as Billy, but I really think that our number one threat and as well as problem on this planet is overpopulation. And, you know, until we figure out how to settle that, I feel like all problems will just keep getting worse. You know, I'm seeing now where people are living in houses that are like two bedrooms and there's like eight people who live in there. And these problems aren't being corrected. The economy is only going to get worse. These people are going to start hating each other because this is unfair.
I fought a giant traffic jam on the way home again. Here in Columbus, you know, where I work in Columbus is like in the center of the most crazy traffic that you would ever imagine. And I'm in this building that's, you know, pretty high. It's a glass building. It's like, you know, it's not a real true high rise, but it's fairly high up there. And I go into the break room and it's all glass, you know, so I can see out. And you can just see if I get there early in the morning and I, you know, get there real early, I can see just traffic for miles in both directions. It's insane. It's just so insane. But you're right. I mean, that's really the biggest issue, and the rest of everything else is kind of like side effects in some ways.
Yeah. I mean, it's, you know, I once had a conversation with my mom. You know, I told her, now I'm a computer programmer. I told my mom, you know, I would never, yes. I told her I would never be.
We're in the same field. Did
yeah,
you know
yeah,
that?
I know. Yeah. I do, okay, of course you talk about it.
Go ahead.
I told her if she would have never gave me a computer and I would have seen programs running to get interested, I would not have the opportunities that I have today if it wasn't for the fact that my parents had some money in order to give me, you know, opportunities to do certain things. And then eventually one would click with me and that's what I would do. You know, today we understand that the crime rates are going up and, you know, the drug use is going up. These are jobs, you know, and, you know, they're negative, but this is the society we live in where you have to have money or else you're nothing. I mean, And it's sad to look at that. Today, we have more people taking in homeless animals than we do homeless people. That tells you that we value nature over people.
Well, animals behave better.
Yeah, but
I had to put that in there. But it's true. No, we are overpopulated. There's no doubt about it. But, you know, they're trying to create a third world country here in America. They're taking it from a superpower to a third world country. They're trying to make that to a point where there's this 1% that has everything and the rest is enslaved. I mean, that's the whole agenda behind the United Nations. That's the whole agenda behind everything that they're doing strategically here on the chessboard. There's no doubt about it. They don't want you wealthy. They don't want you an entrepreneur. They don't want you enlightened. You know, this is a disgusting agenda, and it has to be addressed. And I do say I'd be the first one to go off planet in a spaceship and get out of here. I'm happy to go someplace else and live with my dog and my cat. Seriously. You know, if this world is overpopulated, let me get the hell out of here. But there's some problems.
Yeah, but that thought isn't going to save anything. I mean, we have to learn to come together and realize this and stop this issue. We have to all do this. We can't run away from this.
Well, I'm not running away, but I've done more than enough for the past, you know, if you knew me, I've been on the front lines of talking about covert technology since 2004 and a lot of other things. But I'll tell you, it gets to the point where people don't want to listen. You can't make them understand. You can't make them wake up. And Mark and I have run into this whole problem because people are complacently in denial most of the time. Sometimes they're drinking Kool-Aid. Sometimes they're so addicted to drugs and alcohol or whatever else that they're not paying attention. I mean, you're seeing it here globally. So, yeah, it's going to take a lot of work for everybody to step it up. And I'm not going to sit here and hold everybody's hands. Maybe you want to do that, but that's okay. You know, but I'll tell you point blank, I'm at the point where I've had it with these people. I've had it with illiteracy. I've had it with people choosing to be stupid and not rolling up their sleeves and doing the work. I mean, that just bugs the heck out of me. Seriously, they don't want to learn. These people don't want to grow. They want to sit there and watch crap television, mainstream media, and live in La La Land. So there's my 2 cents again. Sorry.
Well, you know what's funny, Solaris? I've actually listened to you in the past, probably somewhere around 2010, I believe. And, you know, so I have known that, or I do know that you have been talking about this. And I'm not here to hold people's hands. I'm just saying that we can't go about those thoughts like that. We really have to, and I'm not saying you're not. This is what, you know, we're going to have to do this together. I mean, you know, it needs to be in people's minds.
Well, ask Billy Meyer about it. That's all I have to say, and see what he says.
About what?
About the future, about what people are doing, about mankind, and what he thinks. Is it grim? Does he see, like, a depopulation? Does he see an evolution? Does he see an ascension? Does he see go ahead.
Well, all of this is evolution. Even learning the hard way, you learn. This whole thing is about learning. The problem is that we have lost the ability to see. We're short-sighted, I guess you could say, which we don't have much logic. We talk about people not having common sense. It's because we don't think things through. We don't see the end goal. We see only what's happening right now. We live in a culture that's all about fast food, you know, getting their shows right away, being recorded so they can watch it right away. You know, no one wants to go outside and plant something because they have to wait, or, you know, they say they're bad, but all you have to do is pay attention. Think about it.
Right. Yeah, it's instant gratification. I get it. Plus, they're glued to their iPhones and everything else. Yeah, it's a different world.
Yeah. It is. You know, I'm of that generation that understands all that. You know, and I actually used to want what Billy talks against. These you know, we starting to attach robots to our bodies and, you know, creating, you know, almost like super machines. And you're starting to see that today. Of course, we see it as a great thing right now. But, of course, I don't think this is going to end well because we're more about control and dominating.
Right. Well, I've been through that AI program. I wrote books on it called Eye the Remote. And I was inducted into a covert program with artificial telepathy and psychotronic driving systems. I still have anomaly signals to this day that were measured scientifically. So, yeah, I can tell you that it's designed to control, manipulate, and train and remotely control people to a point where either you subscribe to it or you, you know, get assimilated or you get expired. You know, literally they can use it for remote takedown. So, yeah, it's an ugly, ugly technology. But once again, it's mankind's choice. You know, they can either ascend with technology and be spiritually evolved with it, or they can misuse it for control, manipulation, entrainment, and destruction. This is what I mean. There's this complete ego-oriented society. Everything is about the ego, about, well, how can I control people? How can I manipulate? They're not looking at the bigger scenery as, an ascended master consciousness.
Do you guys ever feel like you're so busy, too? You're so busy with the things that you're working on that the week just flies by and you're getting to bed early because you're exhausted and you're waking up early and then you're off in traffic again and then you're working your tail off at the day job and there's just too much of a crazy routine. Maybe I need to study a little bit more about, the Playar, and they don't spend all their time in the pursuit of money. You know what I'm saying?
Well, they don't have such a thing, no.
No, we have a strange society. It's like we're constantly on a treadmill. Do you feel that way sometimes?
Well, I feel like go ahead.
Well, I was actually going to say this. It's and I was having this conversation with a friend. You remember when you were younger, you were excited about getting older. And now that we're getting older, it's like we want to get younger. And I honestly think this should tell us that as a human being, we are actually meant to live longer than 100 years.
Yeah.
Because it only makes sense if, how are we supposed to really get to the long-term goal, which Billy calls the zeal, if we don't actually have enough time to get there.
That's interesting. So
well,
I guess you're saying our priorities are wrong, right? We're spending too much time at our day job, and we're not spending enough time doing things like this. Maybe. I don't know.
Oh yeah. Well, I would say as a society we spend less time not communicating with each other, which is one of the reasons why I think we have these problems. Before there was all this technology, we have to speak to each other. Even at the table, we'd have to talk about our problems when we were eating with each other. That is, like, absurd. I just don't see that anymore. And I don't mean that it's absurd. It just seems like it's an absurd idea.
Have you ever seen the case where you got two or three people sitting at a table and they're all looking at their cell phone?
Yeah, I don't. It's sad. Yeah. Yeah. I'm sorry. Just the thought of it.
I think you really brought up a great point there, and that is communication. And I think a lot of our problems would be solved by more communication.
Yeah, it's a skill in which we have to exercise. This comes back to where I said that there's a class problem. The communication
mm-hmm.
role, and I don't mean this in the sense of male versus female, but that is a female thing. We live in a male-dominated thing where it's all about the individual. What she talks about, the control and dominating, all that has to deal with what men do. When women get together, it's about social. You know how they passive-aggressively fight. In order to do that, it's kind of like how you see the U.S. and Russia right now, where they're, like, not allowing Russia into the big circle of things. And, it's not really healthy. And I'm not saying it's not healthy in terms of solving problems. And you tend to see that more in high school.
Solaris, can you chime in on this whole topic of communication?
Sorry. Well, I think it's really significant, but as we were touching on, everybody's plugged into their technology. And it's instant gratification. It's texting, texting, texting. Nobody has a real conversation anymore. And if they do, their vocabulary is horrible because they've been trained and raised by television and illiterate television. Reality TV seems to be the biggest thing. So you have a lot of problems with that. And I do think that, women do tend to get along maybe better. I don't know. I've encountered a lot of women who are extremely jealous and very vindictive and very jealous of success of others. And, I've encountered that myself with women attacking me. So I can't say they're all perfect, but I can say that that communication is a really big deal, but people are not, I don't know what happened. There's no etiquette anymore. We grew up in a different time period, Mark. And so did, I'm pretty sure Solar. How do you say your name? Solon?
Solon.
Like mine. So I'm Solaris.
Oh, Solaris.
Very similar.
Awesome.
It's pretty interesting, though, how, you know, we grew up in a different timeline. We grew up, plus we did the spiritual work. You know, I'm sure both of you, I know both of you have done some kind of spiritual work, and so have I. So that puts us in a different orbit with consciousness. Consciousness is a big deal, and consciousness is going to get us out of this. But people don't know how to ascend. They don't know how to connect to their higher self over soul. They don't meditate. They don't focus and shadow the self and shadow their behavior. So they just react. I mean, they spontaneously react about everything. You know, when we touch on stuff here, we're having a serious conversation because it's serious. I mean, we could go to nuclear war. Do you want to wake up with nuclear fallout? I don't. Do you want more corruption in D.C.? I don't. So, yeah, we have to discuss these things. And hopefully other people will sit down and have a chat and talk about this stuff. I mean, families, instead of sitting there watching television, should have real serious heart-to-heart, good, grounded conversations instead of, you know, doing whatever.
Well, I just want to say that one of the reasons why I quit watching television was because when I would try to talk to my mom or my dad, they would both tell me to be quiet. They were watching television. At that particular point, that television became my enemy.
I don't blame you. I don't blame you at all.
I don't think either one of them know that.
Did you go read a book instead? I bet you did, didn't you?
No, I would find other people to communicate with.
Oh, did you?
I had a sister.
Good for you. A lot of people just don't read. But, yeah, it is kind of rude. You know, the babysitter became the television for a lot of parents, too. They sit there and put their kid in front of cartoons or whatever else. And nowadays, cartoons are not like what we grew up with. I mean, they're weird and bizarro and not so positive. So, very different world. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah, but, you know, it is nice, too, that there is greatness to this for the fact that Hillary Clinton can no longer get away with her lying. We have so many so many video films of her saying one thing and then another. The same way with Donald Trump, these people are, you know, they need to realize they're living with technology. They can't sit here and lie and get away with this anymore.
Well, what's interesting,
people,
if you turn down the volume and look at her eyes, she looks completely psychotic. So, I mean, profiling her was almost like the first time I saw her with that bright red balloon red, that agitating red she was wearing, I was like, you got to be kidding me. So she's definitely got that smirk, you know, that kind of smirky little smile. You could just tell she's nuts. I mean, honestly, people, I'm not kidding you. I work surveillance. I'm telling you, I've watched psychopaths that look just like her. I'm not kidding you.
Well, can I ask you a question? I think she admires, Henry Kissinger? That guy looks like the devil himself. That guy scares me.
They're all corrupt. I mean, look who her role models are, okay? That should give you a red flag right there.
Yes. But so many people have no clue who he is.
Well, I think that eventually they're going to have to do some digging. But at this point, the continuum, you know what I think? The hourglass is broken and that everything is shattering right now. We're out of time in the illusion of. We're moving as fast forward as best we can. But I'm telling you, they are escalating and they are ramping up something that could be a very powerful exchange between two big countries, of course, obviously with Russia. And I'll tell you point blank, that's going to get bad. So I would say everybody keep their wits about them. And also, I would tell people to store some water and keep some supplies because I'm not going to say yay or nay, but we are in a situation where it could go bad very quickly.
Oh, yeah. Billy actually recommends 4 months of food.
Yeah, that's pretty, that's very wise. Yeah.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah, he
and
does
water.
That, yeah. Of course, water. Oh. Depending on where you live, though, I live on the East Coast here, and we get plenty of rain. So I could probably convert that. Not saying it's the best of the best, but, you know, it'll work. But if you live in California and something goes down and you don't have water, I mean, I see that as a disaster. I mean, that is definitely going to be crime. I mean, I don't know how people can live there anymore.
I don't
considering,
either.
Depending on the exchange, you know, if they're talking a nuclear war, who knows how that's going to end up. It could be very bad, like I said. And I don't anticipate anything. I'm just telling you right now, D.C. is out of control and they're reckless. They are being reckless. And the fact that they've actually orchestrated and created such a terrorist organization like that, ISIL, how dare they create such a filthy, filthy group of people? How dare they allow them to have terror cells here? How dare they allow this to go out of control? And this is why I'm looking at Russia, because Russia's only trying to get rid of ISIL. I call them ISIL. Because I can't, you know, Isis is the divine Egyptian goddess, and I refuse to call them that. But I'll tell you... I just really, it's disgusting, you guys. It makes me sick, you know?
Yeah.
Well, go ahead.
I was going to say, I was sick, you know, the minute I learned about all this, I actually got extremely pissed off at my dad for not doing anything. And I never forgot that day because I always wondered, that day is going to happen to me as well. So people are going to get upset with, why didn't the generation before me, why did they put it on me? It just keeps getting worse. We don't do anything now.
Exactly. You know what that's been? I agree with you, and that's been partially because they've been mind controlled. Seriously, there's been an entrainment programming happening to a point where generations of generations have been slept. They've been lied to. They didn't know. I mean, they were fighting the good fight. I come from a military family. Do you think they would have fought in the military had they known there was this much corruption in the U.S.? Of course not. They were trying to defend and protect their country. They were very proud of America. So when you look and see all the deception that's gone on and all the disrespect that's happened, it just makes you sick inside. It really does. So, and this is the outcome. Sure.
Who do you think won World War II?
I think the Germans won. I really do.
The Germans did?
Yeah.
Well, I asked this because I was around a Russian guy, and they have a different a different view of it. They lost a lot of people during World War II, and they basically won. I mean, they pushed the Germans back tremendously. The Germans lost lots of people going
mm-hmm.
to fight Russia.
Mm-hmm.
We were like the cleanup crew. And during that, after that, everybody looked at America as the winner.
Well, I saw the Germans as basically going black, not fading away, but going black. And I mean black sciences, more mind control, more exotic technologies. And as we've talked about, and I'm sure Billy Myers touched on Antarctica and some other things, the New Berlin. So I look at Germany as I don't think they ever really lost that battle. But I do think you're right about Russia. Absolutely. They're badass. And I'll tell you right now, that's why I say, I don't care how cocky America gets with its technology, be careful. Those guys have been around a long time. They know battlefields. So that's my...
They have destroyed. They have destroyed army after army. When you look at history, everyone, it stopped. It ended at Russia. And that's what scares me, that we're going to try to attempt this.
Well, you know, the buck stops here, but somebody's got to counter the evil. When I look and see, D.C. is not, as I said, they're not representing the United States anymore, America, freedom, the Constitution. They're not, they completely don't care about anything but this agenda with Islamic extremism. This is their deal. So he's the only one that's fighting. As far as I can tell, Russia's against it 100%. So we have, in my opinion, Russia is the good guy in this situation. And isn't that strange, right? Here we are as Americans looking to our country to say they were in the right, but they're not. That's embarrassing.
Very true. I agree very much. I'm so glad you guys both came on tonight. It was so good to hear someone else that really had some stuff to get off their chest. Solaris, do you want to tell people?
Thank you. It's nice meeting you. I want to say thanks.
Take a moment and tell people about your show coming up tonight and your book. You just got a new book out, correct?
Yeah. Oh, I do have a new book called 1 Million Miles Till Midnight, and you can purchase it on Amazon.com. I encourage everybody to pick up a copy. It's awesome, and it's not super expensive, and I think you'll very, very much enjoy it. And Hyperspace, again, that's 12 midnight Eastern time tonight on KCOR Digital Radio Network, live out of Las Vegas, Nevada. And that's with Mark Devlin. He's going to be talking mind control. So, yeah, that's a really good show. So tune into that. And thank you, Mark, and it's really nice to meet you so long. Very, very nice. I always say it wrong, probably.
Solon, did you want to have any closing comments?
Yeah. I want to say that no one can take you from yourself. Pay attention to yourself, love yourself, and get to know who you are. And I think everything follows.
Great advice from both of you.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone, you've been listening to Ohio Exopolitics. My name is Mark Snyder, and we've had a really interesting discussion this evening talking about the election, talking about historical trends. I'm going to open up the phone lines tomorrow again and try to have another show, something like this. Maybe I'll even talk about the Meyer material. Anyway, have a great evening. Thanks a bunch. Bye-bye.